jobs, cars, and BYOM, bring your own mug. I'm David Brancaccio. The gold standard reports on hiring and unemployment don't come out until tomorrow, but today we got a private sector calculation using numbers from the payroll company ADP. Hiring stronger than expected, 164,000 more people getting paychecks. That's for December. Yesterday, we learned that there were slightly fewer job openings posted nationwide in November. Let's put all of this together. Diane Swonk is chief economist at the audit, tax, and advisory firm KPMG.
Almost all of the decline, actually more than all of the decline, was in transportation, warehousing, and utilities. The transportation sector and warehousing, that was a sector that just exploded coming out of the pandemic. It's still running 15% plus above where it was in February 2020, but 7 of the last 11 months, it's been in contraction because it slipped into a recession.
Now, the official government reports on unemployment and hiring come out tomorrow, but today we got the private sector data from ADP, and it showed things running pretty strong in December.
Labor demand is still fairly robust. It's concentrated, highly concentrated in three sectors, healthcare, leisure and hospitality, and government hiring. However, we're still catching up from those strikes we had last October as well. Many of the plants that were idle took time to ramp up. The same is true of movie production and TV productions that were underway. So some of that is going to buoy the employment gains that we get in December.
Economist Diane Swonk at KPMG. Now to car and truck sales in America, up 12% last year, according to the latest data. That's the biggest increase in more than a decade, despite the fact that car prices and interest rates were up. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
More consumers opted for cheaper to buy and cheaper to operate models, such as smaller SUVs and electric and hybrid vehicles. GM, which posted a 14% sales increase compared to the year prior, sold four times as many Chevrolet Trax models. That's a small SUV. In the same category, Toyota's RAV4 was one of the best-selling vehicles in the U.S. Overall, Americans bought some 15,500,000 new vehicles, a big increase, but still lower than the annual rate prior to the pandemic. This year, some industry analysts expect a tougher environment for automakers as dealer lots fill up and consumers seek discounts. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Millions of young people in China are struggling to find a job, given that country's economic downturn. More than one in five between the ages of 16 and 24 are jobless, although we can't give you an official figure because China has stopped releasing the statistics. The BBC's Laura Bicker has been to southwest China to meet young people who came out of school last year.
Hello, my name is Joy. Welcome to Chengdu.
Joy came to Chengdu from a rural village to study. At 23, she is the first in her family to go to university. She shows me around her local food market, pointing out her favourite snacks.
Yes, this is bing bing.
Like most of her classmates, she hasn't found a full-time job.
I do 1, 2, 3, 4. This is five jobs.
She's been a tour guide, run a stall selling hot drinks, and she's tried some internships. She's got a sales job for now, but it's not a career move.
Do you think it's more difficult now than when your parents were growing up to get a job?
Yes, the fact is there are lots of jobs. The problem is whether you are willing to lower your expectations. These jobs don't have good prospect for your future. They offer low salaries and you are easily replaceable. That's why most people would rather stay at home than choose one of these jobs.
So we're at a job fair just on the edge of Beijing. It does look a bit like speed dating with recruiters. You've got people sitting behind desks explaining what they do, everything from selling insurance or perhaps working with the elderly.
Those opportunities are not ideal for recent graduate Tian Yu.
But you're a software engineer, so I would imagine that your skills are in demand.
The skills are hotly sought after, and therefore there are too many people. Many are looking for jobs. not many found jobs.
For decades, young people in China were taught that if they work hard, study hard, it will aid the country's economic miracle. But as that miracle falters, this unwritten social contract no longer stands. And the Communist Party may fear that a disillusioned youth will pose a threat. Social media has coined the nickname lying flat for young people frustrated by the competition of modern life. But sitting out the ailing job market is not an option for all. As China's older generation enjoy their well-earned mornings in the park, joining choirs or taking dancing lessons, this country's young generation is adjusting its expectations. The Communist Youth League urged them to take off their suits, roll up their sleeves, and go to the farmland. But many young people seem to be hoping for a very different way of life. In China, I'm the BBC's Laura Bicker for Marketplace.
And in an effort to reduce all the garbage, Starbucks will allow customers at drive-thrus or ordering by app to bring their own mug. Nothing grody, baristas won't rinse them, and employees will handle your personal beverage hardware delivery devices using a hygienic contactless vessel of some sort. And don't get funny, 40 ounces will be the max. Regular Starbucks disposable cups are a combo of paper and plastic, and hybrid materials can be tougher to recycle. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.